Gabby Giffords marks 10th anniversary of return to Congress. Pushes gun control that did not stop her attacker. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 2, 2021. Gabby Giffords on Sunday marked the 10th anniversary of her return to Congress by pushing gun control that did not stop her attacker from acquiring the firearm he used to almost take her life. Giffords was shot in Tucson, Arizona, on January 8, 2011. She returned to Congress on August 1 of that same year. On March 4, 2015, Breitbart News pointed out that Giffords' attacker passed a background check to acquire the gun he used in the heinous act. The Christian Science Monitor noted the attacker bought the gun at a Tucson gun store and the manager of the store made clear the background check did not turn up any red flags. Yet Giffords and her husband, Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, have spent the years since her attack pushing background checks. Moreover, on August 1, 2021, Axios quoted Giffords describing congressional inaction on background check expansion as a huge disappointment. KatieCurrick.com quoted Giffords saying, "We need to pass universal background checks, closing dangerous loopholes in our federal gun laws. Expanding background checks from retail gun sales so as to include private gun sales would not have prevented the attack on Giffords. Her attacker bought his gun at retail, where background checks are already required." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.